Welcome everybody, Shir number 833, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are going through some very interesting and extremely important facts brought down in the on a report written on the from the Star K, Rabbi Heber. We started a couple of Shirim, and we're trying to go through some various different ins and outs and various different things which he says, you know, what to look for. And then we'll try and hopefully Bezras Hashem put up the link on the group and people could look at it themselves. I just want to explain a little bit in detail what he's talking about, because it's a little bit complicated, many of the various different facts. So we were going through different things. Now, one of the things he brings down over there, that how intricate is the subject of the cereals, that he brings an example that there, for example, Kellogg's Corn Pops. He brings a cereal called Kellogg's Corn Pops. He says there's some places that in the United States, outside of the United States, but be that made, there's some places where they manufacture it, and the same cereal is made out of flour, corn flour, and some places the same cereal is made out of corn pieces. So obviously one time it's going to be a shahakal, one time with the flour, and one time it's going to be a huadama. So mamish, the same cereal, he points out over there in the report, that this Kellogg's Corn Pops, one of the things to be aware of, is made mamish in different factories, different ways. Whether it's in the United States, out of the United States, that's again, we keep on mentioning, a person has to call the kashrus agency and find out, or look up the latest list and from the Star K or whatever the case is, from the OU, whatever. But just something to be aware of, that just because it might say, you know, a certain company, well, okay, I see the box is Kellogg's Corn Pops, but even that, he brings down, it depends where it was made. It depends which manufacturing place that they manufactured these Kellogg's Corn Pops, which place was it made. Could be flour, could be pieces, which would make a difference, either shahakal or a huadama, again, on the same exact cereal made in different places at the same exact time. So that's a very, very interesting thing to keep in mind. And the interesting point is that he brings down that various, this particular cereal or company, whatever the case is, had various facilities worldwide. Mamish, various facilities worldwide. So that's how complicated it gets. And again, more important, the point that whereby one has to call, find out, email, whatever the case is, talk to the hashkacha and find out what bracha to make. Okay, so the next thing he brings down, really amazing stuff that I think people, myself, I never even dreamed that these things are made like this. But he brings down that there's something called a cereal called Kellogg's Crispix. I want to make it clear, we're not going through how one should, you know, what bracha to make on each cereal. Again, for that, a person has to, again, like we said, call up, get the latest list, and so on. We're not saying what bracha to make, but just we're pointing out how complicated it is, and where the, not so much how complicated, but where the problems might arise, where one has to ask, you know, specific details and try and zoom in on those details. Okay, so now, like we said, the Kellogg's Corn Pops, you know, for a person has to ask, is it flour or the pieces making a difference? If it's corn flour, shahakal. If it's corn pieces, right, then we say huadama. So that's, for example, just an example, what one of the questions one has to ask. Now, he brings down something called Kellogg's Crispix. Kellogg's Crispix, and he brings down over there that it's mamish half rice and half corn, half rice, half corn. Now, assuming corn flour, rice flour. So, again, we've learned in the past that rice flour is mezonos, right? Corn flour is shahakal. So what do? If I have each piece is half rice, half corn, and he brings down Taka that Ramosha Haina Mishlita, Taka went down to the factory or the various factories where this is made, and he came out that Lamaisit's mamish half-half. There's no ikar and no tuffle, meaning if you're eating a cereal and good. So the main thing is the rice, so good. So the corn is secondary, let's say, I'm giving an example, would be secondary to the rice, I make a mezonos. Let's say the main thing is the corn, so the rice will be secondary to the corn, and then the or if the majority is the corn, right, so the rice would be, the rice flour would be secondary to the corn, and one will make a shahakal. If the corn is secondary to the rice, one will make a mezonos. Because we learned in the past when mizonos always takes precedence, mizonos. When it comes to rice is the exception that it goes in the halachas of ikar v'tefel, right? That it goes by the rice, if it's more, it's mizonos. If it's less, then it becomes a, shahakal for the other thing. When we're looking at what is the majority, whereby regular mizonos from the five grains is always going to be a mizonos. So I don't want to get it too complicated. I want to keep it extremely simple so we understand. But it's Kellogg's Crispix, he gives an example, is mamish half rice, half corn. And to the extent that he brings down, again, from Rabbi Moshe Heinemann Shlita, that one should mamish crack it in half and make two brachas. But he does bring down at the end that the best way to go, and which is what Rabelski, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to say, when you have an issue like this, when you have a problem whereby flat out, I don't know what bracha to make, what am I supposed to do? One should have, you know, make a bracha, a mazonos on something else, and then make a shahakal on something else. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line, what one is supposed to do. The only difference being over here is that the rice, the after bracha on rice requires a bar nefashos, if it's something regular mazonos, it does require a al hamichya. Meaning, if somebody says, well, I'll make a mazonos for the rice part of this Kellogg's Crispix, and I'll eat something that's a shahakal for the corn part of the Kellogg's Crispix, right? So for the shahakal, I'll eat a candy, I'll eat a little salt, I'll eat a little sugar, fine, no problem. But let's say for the rice part, I'll eat something that's mazonos. So now I'll take a couple of cookies, right? I'll make a mazonos, half a mind the rice. So one has to be careful in that case, for example. Again, I'm just trying to bring up all the various different case scenarios. We're not going lamais over here, which is bringing everything, as they say in English, putting everything out on the table. You put everything out on the table and we take it from there. We first want to see what exists out there. What shilas are the problem? So this he doesn't mention, but I'm just mentioning, by the side, that if somebody takes, let's say, I'll take a few cookies and I'll have in mind the rice. So if you have to make an ala michya, just have that in mind, because for rice, the after bracha is bar nefasha. So, for example, what's the best thing to do? If you take something that's mazonos, and happens to be cookies, cake, or something like that, you have to be careful not to eat a kezayis. Just eat a small little drop, enough to make a bracha, right? But it shouldn't be a kezayis, because if you eat a kezayis under a 4-minute period, then you have to make a alamichya. So it shouldn't be a kezayis. It's just enough. I make a mazonos to cover the rice, and I eat something shahakal to cover the shahakal pot, the corn pot, of this Kellogg's Crispix, and then at the end I can just make a bar nefashos, because on the rice you make anyways a bar nefashos on rice flour or regular cooked rice, and on the corn you make anyways bar nefashos, so you make a bar nefashos as long as you ate a kezayis under a 4-minute period, and then you are good to go. Okay, so that's the story. That's again another shaila which comes up, Kellogg's corn Crispix. Just again bring it out on the table. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Baruch, Kol Tuv.